حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا فيكم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and Afra afiyat and good health. Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat from deen and may the entire world benefit from your beautiful advice and nasiha. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yassirli amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Zulhijjah 1446 in South Africa and few other countries, and majority of the countries. Today is already the 29th of Zulhijjah 1446. Nevertheless, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 49, Suratul Hujurat. And remember, we told you at the beginning, ulama called the surah Suratul Akhlaq as well, the chapter regarding our character, morals and manners. Today, chapter 49 and verses number 4 and 5. The sababun nuzul and the shani nuzul, the background and reason why these verses were revealed, which we are discussing today, is you should know, O esteemed listener of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that on the periphery outskirts of Medina Munawwara, there were many people that were not really so refined and so well educated and so forth and so on. So therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent the prophets and messengers always from the towns and cities and not from the farms and such areas. So they will be well refined, their character will be sublime and so forth and so on. So some of these people, they came from the outskirts and periphery of Medina Munawwara. There by the houses of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the masjid is there, Masjid Nabawi. And around the masjid are the houses of the Azwaj Mutahharat, Sayyida Aisha, Sayyida Hafsa, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Maymuna, like that. So from outside they started screaming, "O Muhammad, come out! O Muhammad, come out!" Now all this is violation clearly of the noble Quran, that you're not even respecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's not like a request, it's like a demand. Come out now, we want to ask you certain issues and so forth and so on. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching them adab and etiquette. You cannot behave in this manner, let alone with Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was, who is, who will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember, even with your seniors, you can't behave like that. So your teachers or your parents, and you shout from outside, "Come out, I want to speak to you," and so forth. So therefore, in Islam, we have a whole chapter on adab and etiquettes. The Sha'ir, the poet, said beautifully in Arabic, every alim, every student should learn this one poem. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi, wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. That the people who are successful, they always have adab. Adab and respect for their parents, their teachers, their elders, the Quran Sharif, the books of Ahadith, and so forth and so on. And those who were disrespectful, always they fell from grace. Maybe once upon a time they were a hero, but now they are totally zero. So that is why in Urdu and that we say, ba adab ba nasib, be adab be nasib. You see, when you have adab and respect, then you will have a good, good, you understand, future and a good, good ending also. And when you bear adab and disrespectful, then remember that you will be be nasib. Things will go haywire, zigzag for you. So yeah, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us the name of the surah Hujurat. One room, one apartment, hujra, and plural hujurat, because of the several wives Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. And from here we learn that it is the duty of the husband to provide the shelter, the food, the clothing, education for his wife or children as well. So chapter 49 and verses number 4 and 5. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, verily those people. So those people refer to the A'rab, the people who are on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, not well refined or cultured and so forth. يُنَادُونَكَ, يُنَادُونَكَ, meaning nida. Nida means to shout and scream. يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. Hey, iman walo, oh you believe, when the call is made, nida is made, the adhan is made on a Friday. So you see that you mean you raise your voice. You don't give adhan softly, you give it loudly on a Friday. Then what must we do, the men? Fas'au ila zikrillah, hasten towards the remembrance of Allah, the Arabic khutbah and sermon, and the prayer and the salat. Wadharul bay, and leave your business transactions and activities and so forth. So they start shouting there, take the name, nami, isme grami, honorable name of Nabi alayhi salam, but without any titles, Allah forbid. Mu wara il hujurat. So there behind the houses, so in front of the houses. The word wara is one of those words in Arabic you call azdad. Azdad means that it can be one word with two opposite meanings. Mawla. Mawla can mean master also. And mawla can mean slave also. Jazakallah. Allah Ta'ala may He reward you. Jazakallah. May Allah Ta'ala punish you. Therefore the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, man qal, that whoever tells the person who made ihsan on him, a favor on him, you say, Jazakallahu khaira. We say, Jazakallahu khairan to the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all his family. We say, Jazakallahu khairan to Mona Salim Garib and his family. So once you say that, فَقَدْ أَبْلَغَ الثَّنَاءَ, you have praised those people abundantly. These are the words of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we should learn not just Jazakallah. So it can have a dual meaning and two opposite meaning, one positive and one negative. So this verse here also, you can translate it both ways. مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ, so behind the houses. Or in front of the houses, depending which side they came from. So it means the rooms, the apartments of the Azwaj-i-Mutahharat. Who are the Azwaj-i-Mutahharat? The honorable spouses of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And what do you see? That they all met Allah in chapter 33, verse 32 says, Ya Nisa An-Nabi lastunnaka ahadim minan Nisa. Oh, you honorable wives and spouses of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're not like any other women. You are the best of the best of the best. You are right there as the spouse and the wife of Nabi alayhi salam. And in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, you will also be with Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, I give you two examples in the Quran where the word wara can mean amam. Wara, normally we will say behind, but if you read Surah Kahf and you see about the boat and the ship, or whatever, just say boat is better translation. So there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, when Hazrat Khizr alayhi salatu salam told Musa alayhi salatu salam, Amma safina, you know why I damaged the boat? فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ, that boat, it belonged to the poor people, the destitute. يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ, they used to do their work in the ocean, carry people and take goods and stuff and so forth. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا, and I deliberately made intentional damage its lighty. وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكْ, and in front of them. You see, there was that king, a tyrant, a tonpot dictator. يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا, يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ صَالِحَةٍ غَصْبًا. The word صَالِحَة is not there. Every boat that was in immaculate condition, you would confiscate it. So therefore, I damaged it. So at least they will have their boat there and they can continue their work. You see there, the word is mentioned, wara, in the meaning of amam. Tomorrow we all have to leave this world, and then what happens? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. So Almighty Allah teaches us, when people die, then in front of them is the barzakh, that is the interspace between our dunya life, our life here on this earth, and the year after. So that from the small death, from the small qiyamah, qiyamatul sughra to qiyamatul kubra, from the micro to the macro, from your death right till the day of justice, that is called barzakh. وَمِن وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Chapter 23, verse 100. So we should understand how the Quran Sharif terminology works. أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. See, Allah is very, very teaching us very, very important lessons. Don't paint everybody with the same brush. These people who stay in the periphery outskirts of Madinah Munawwara, most of them don't have aql. Most of them don't have respect. Most of them are not refined, you see that? So we have to teach them all these type of things here. So even our students, when they come to our madrasa and our hif class and alim class or whatever class, so many of them don't know what is the rank of the teacher or the ustad or the elders. So it is our duty as parents and teachers to teach them the akhlaq. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, in his wasaya li Abi Yusuf, rahimahullah, for his greatest student is leaving after 17, 18 years. He gives him the farewell advice. From day one advice he gave, when people, they break the laws of Allah and they continue with it, you must take their name them, shame them and nail them. Go see in Wasaya li Abi Yusuf rahimahullah by Imam Abu Hanifa. Another one advice he told him, Ya Abu Yusuf, my beloved celebrated student, you are walking and people from behind, they shout to you and say, wait, I want to ask you masla. You mustn't even answer them. You must remember that. Why? They're making tawheen. They're disrespecting the knowledge that Allah gave you, the knowledge of Quran Sharif, of Sunnah Mubarakah, the knowledge of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and so forth. So these are all adab we have to learn. Even today, we just come out from the masjid, people stop us. They won't do that with the lawyer because they know end of the week, end of the month, the big bill will come there. Maulvi sahab bichara, jazakallah, chala kare. You see, we just give free service. So therefore, they think they can just use us, abuse us. We must teach them what is akhlaq and what are the adab and etiquettes. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا, and if they had to wait, you see, and they exercise patience, حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ, till you emerge and came out from your hujra mubarakah, ya Rasulullah, towards them, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it should have been better for them. Go read the lives of Sahaba, Tabi'in, how they waited there for their Ustadji, for their Sheikh to come out. And then they will ask him, Ustadji, Sheikh, you got time? Then I want to ask you a question. So that are the etiquettes and adab and ethics we have to learn. لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it should be better for them. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is of forgiving, very, very merciful. People just phone anytime, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. You know, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, rahimahullah, he told us this one story. 2 o'clock at night, somebody phoned and said, Mawlana, emergency. So he said, my wife just gave birth to twins, you see. So what must I keep the name? So Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, said, keep their name Alupias. You see? That, keep them. How can you go phone the man 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock at night and say it's emergency? You can ask during the day. then nobody's going to die now or something. And to keep the name is unnecessary the first day, you keep on the seventh day. So you see, we need to learn all these things here properly, that with our parents, with our teachers, with our elders, all that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, alhamdulillah, is the 28th of Zulhijjah, 1446 South Africa, majority countries, 29th of Zulhijjah. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally. Say Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah. 11 Jutlas killed there in Beersheba and other places as well. We're very happy with what Iran did by sending this Jutla. All parties are shaitan, remember that. America shaitan, Jutlas and the Zionists also shaitan, and Shias also kafir, Shia and shaitan. So one kafir kills the other kafir, we're very happy about that. So I told you 1,000 times, 100 times, whoever attacks Israel, we will support them, whether they're Muslim or non-Muslim. So Hitler, he did good job, you see that? So that's what we say. So like that, so 11 Jutlas dispatched to hell, say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. You see Palestinians, now there's Americans and there's Israelis, they say they must come there for food. But where the food aid centers are the military zone. So when the Palestinians come, they murder them, kill them every day, a massacre. So in the past 24 hours, 80 Palestinians or more were martyred and killed by the Israelis and Americans. So both of them are war criminals. We have no sympathy, empathy for any Israeli or American. Let's make that very clear. If anybody puts a bullet through them, we'll be very happy. So Russia to give, remember, a nuclear warhead and all that to Iran. That is paki pakai, free of charge, you see that? So very good, Russia. Therefore, I like Putin. Putin is giving America hell, giving NATO hell there, remember, in Ukraine. And we support him. That Imran Khan used to say that Putin's wife is a Muslim. So we don't know whether it's true or not true. But Imran Khan definitely said that. So maybe he also embraced Islam privately. We don't know, you see. So that's why we're just saying, but that is what they say. In this 12-day conflict between Iran and between Israel, Iran definitely gave them a good thrashing, you must remember, through Israel. Israel, America always thought that they are invincible and untouchable. Nobody can penetrate the Iron Dome and so forth. The way Iran leashed, you understand, all their ballistic missile and what have you. And it made the Iron Dome into a paper dome. And then they sent so many Jutla straight to hell, so many injured. There are buildings in Tel Aviv and Haifa and Beersheba and various places. Remind ones of Gaza al-Mubarakah. And remember, you Ummah, you need to wake up. This is what Iran and Pakistan discovered, remember. How come these guys, Israel, came to know where every scientist and all that are of the Iranians? You see that this whole Middle East is filled with the workers, Hindu workers from India. And everybody was given a code. You must become a secret agent. And you must tell us what's happening and so forth. And these Arab regimes, the fools and idiots that they are, murtads and munafiqeen, so they are totally unaware. They busy in their un-Islamic activities. And under their noses, these Hindus and these worship, idol worshippers were busy. So Iran and Pakistan exposed this. RAW, R-A-W of India, and Mossad were busy. And now they're all getting exposed. And now they're firing them left, right, and center. Trump was so upset with Iran and Israel, he used the F word. He gave a bomb, you see that? The bomb of the F and so forth. For him is nothing, you must remember. He was using the F word every day in his life. You must remember, he can't remember with how many women he slept and all that. Some of them 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old. Go read the whole Epstein story and see how many times Trump was there and how many times he slept with a woman and what. So to use words like that, for them is the part of their vocabulary, you must remember that. So we say Iran came off better compared to Israel. And that was a good lesson they taught them, remember that. But both parties are haramis, remember. Okay, UNICEF condemns Israel and USA and says, what the hell you guys are doing there in Gaza? You're telling the people and children to starve to death, that's a war crime. And if they come there for aid and all that, you shoot them. So that's another war crime. So therefore, we say loudly and boldly that America and Israel are the biggest terrorists and biggest war criminals, the haramis. So U.S. Marine jailed for 7 years in Japan. Nowadays, they don't use the word rape. They use the word sexual assault. You see, gymnastics in semantics and semantics in gymnastics, a play of words and so forth. So say what it is. And it's not the first time, remember that. You must always remember what the Israelis did with our daughter, Hind Rajab. More than 300 bullets fired to her. And remember what they did to Abir. You see, you the Muslims, I'm telling you honestly, we have selective amnesia. The men, the women, all whole lot, 90%, 80%. We just remember a little bit and then we forget. Because why we too busy with Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood and Shaitanhood and Netflix and all those haram activities. So remember that there's a girl, 14 years old, in Iraq, Abir. And Abir was raped by the American forces, 5 of them. And that is what they do, is their favorite hobby and pastime, you must remember that. There in India, one French tourist came, lady, and one Hindu guy told her, come, I show you places. He took her to one room, and he raped her there. Big story in India and so forth. So Trump, after using all that expletives and all that, you know, foul language and vulgarities and obscenities, then he went to the NATO summit. So the NATO summit is what? Anti-Russia. We can't allow Russia to win. So Russia has got the most amount of what? Of nuclear. So they can pass on some to Iran. You see that? And that is the greatest concern for them. We say every Muslim country should go nuclear. Look at this Arab tanpot dictators, haramis. Millions, billion, trillion giving to Trump and harami. Both haramis. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. And they can't build that. America will give us security. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, you'll have. So they write there that Israel has lost its moral compass because murdering babies, women, children, and infants, and remember in the incubators and so forth. So they have no moral compass and moral values. You can go see in their own press and newspapers is written. So the head of Mossad, you see that this is a story they tried to hide. And this is what Iran did. Therefore, I told you what Iran pulled off, you need to. We can't hate people so much that we become blind to the good things they do. Quran says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. The hatred of a people and nation should not make you forget justice. Even with your enemies, you must do justice. That is what Quran is telling. So Shias, I'm the most vocal against the Shias with Allah's help. So you must have pakka kafir haramis they are. But what they did, they attacked the whole Mossad headquarters and the head of Mossad, they sent him straight to hell. I sent it out yesterday to thousands of people and the article, look there, you will see it there. So Israel now, some of their supporters say, who the hell is Trump to tell us? He told Netanyahu, the war criminal, take your planes back. You don't go attack Iran now. I organize the ceasefire. How dare you override me? So they had to pull back and everything, you see, because they are slaves of America also. So remember, so now they say this, Israelis, some of them, Zionists, that Israel must attack and bomb Washington also. So American there's an attack on Fordow and Isfahan and Natanz has just delayed the process a little bit, but Iran is going to go all out now nuclear. And that's what we're telling you for the past 20, 30 years. You must go nuclear. And that was the foolishness of the ANC and the democratic government here. Then they stopped everything. The Bura and the Burkis, they had nuclear and everything. They have Pakistan via Gaddafi and all that. If you know the story, and if you don't know the story, then just blame yourself. Yesterday, last night, I sent out something very interesting. A big, big ijtima is taking place in Chicago, America, you see. This Friday, this Saturday, Sunday, under the auspices of Nizamuddin, 30,000 plus people are expected to be there. No smoking and no vaping. I like that one there. They wrote all the rules there to come to the ijtima and so forth and so on. So inshallah, it will be a historic, we understand, ijtima. our stance is anywhere Tablighi Ijtimaat takes place, so we should make dua for them, becomes a means of hidayat, and inshallah, goodness will come out from there. Last year, Kempa Down, more than 100 jamaats, foreign jamaats came to South Africa. First time in the history of South Africa that happened. You can't turn away from these things here. So remember, ta'assub, we become so prejudiced that we reject the truth also. That's not Islamic, that is jahalat and ignorance, remember that. Come to South Africa. I told you, this Paul Mashatile and whole lot, you must remember, they all corrupted lot. See now, the Citizen newspaper writes that Paul Mashatile's sister-in-law is linked to the lotto. You see that? So now it's a multi-billion industry and she is involved in that and so forth. So how can South Africa ever flourish? From the top, you got people who are corrupted. Cyril himself, till today, he hasn't answered pala satisfactorily. So therefore, we don't have any respect for them. Let us be honest about this. We don't speak behind the back. We will tell you on your face what we think about you. Petrol price will increase in July. You see that? So only all those tensions in the Middle East and so forth. The DA is 25 years old. Our fatwa and verdict is to vote for the DA, to be part of the DA is haram and not permissible. They are 100% pro-Israel, pro-apartheid, and they are for the genocide against the Palestinians. And if they're not for the genocide, then how the hell they went there and visited there? And when they came back, they say there's no apartheid in Israel. Only a donkey can make such a statement. Zapiro, you know Zapiro, the cartoonist, what he did? He put the ACDP, DA, the PA, the Patriotic Alliance of Mackenzie, and he covered their eyes with the Israeli flag. And they say, we visited Israel, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil, Israel, no apartheid. You haramis or what? We must name you and shame you and nail you. You know there was a minister of the ANC. You forgot about him. These guys are all the thin guy. So that Malusi Gigaba. So now he divorced his wife. So his ex-wife wants to now spill the beans. You see that? So yeah, he said, no, you can't do that, and so forth and so on. So he blocked his wife to give the story to the TV stations and the cable stations, as they say in America, and so forth and so on. Okay, today is the 28th of Zulhijjah in South Africa, 29th of Zulhijjah there by Saudi Arabia, the moon Samis. So now tonight, Kali, they will look this way, yeah, moon sighted. So Saudi Arabia tomorrow, Thursday, will be the first of Muharram 1447. And by us, we have to scan the sky tomorrow night. That is Thursday evening. It's 28, 29 hours. And inshallah, it will be sighted. So that will usher in the new year and usher in the new month. That is Muharram and the year 1447. So yesterday, something interesting happened. I told you many a time, I'm prepared to take on any Shia or any Salafi. You see that? And they must come on air. And my first question for the Shias and the Shia sympathizers, is Khomeini Muslim or not Muslim? And remember, for the Salafis, MBS is Muslim or Murtad. So this time. So one Shia sympathizer sent a message. He said, I'm prepared to come. He gave his name also. So I told him three questions I asked him. I asked him, how many ayats of the Quran you know? How many ahadith you know? And after that, my question, you say you are a Shia or Shia sympathizer. So Khomeini, your Imam, the Pakka Kafir, La'natullah alayhi, wrote in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have, which they gave me, that you must make mut'a for 1 hour. So I want to ask you, you prepared to give your daughter for 1 hour for mut'a and prostitution? That's what your Imam said, Khomeini, La'natullah alayhi, fabuhit alladhi kafir. Before the debate can start, we already give a technical knockout. You see that? So that is what you must do with these haramis. So remember that you must never show fear to them. We beat them there in Iran. So what are you going to talk about this Lalupan Jews here in South Africa and all that? So today is Wednesday after Zohar. Is dua time. So make dua. Our programs today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Moana Salman Yunus, you understood, interviewed by Moana Zahid. 11 to 12, Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. So let us fire up, inshallah, Mawsaleem. We have 14, 15 minutes for Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, please advise on what is the Islamic fatwa, if anyone, on life support and to switch off the machine.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wonderful question. When people are critical and the doctors say they can't do anything for so we as Muslims believe in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah. For occasions like that, the Master Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us the dua. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Open Mishkat Sharif Mustafa Ahmad. Ya Allah, if life is better for this person who's in a critical condition, so give him life. And Ya Allah, if death is better, give him death with Iman, Ya Allah. 2002, so I went first to Aqsa al-Mubarak, myself, my wife. We fastened Ihram there. Then we went Jeddah, Makkah, then Medina. And I wanted to make Jummah Salat there. Hafiz Ismail, I just spoke to him, he's in South Africa. So remember that I told him that this is my predicament now. I want to read Jummah in Medina, but I have to be the airport. But I take the plane. He said, even with the plane, you won't make it because your ticket is with Air Egypt and you're going to land at the Saudi airport. So I said, solve the problem. He said, I'll send my driver with the car. And when the Imam just makes salam, straight away you must go to the car, pack up your luggage, everything. And Alhamdulillah, we reached there, Jeddah. I phoned him and told him that Jazakallah. He said, no, you must phone South Africa, your brother is critical. So he doesn't know my family very well, so at that time. So this is 2002. So Alhamdulillah, I managed to get contact and they told me that my brother Abdul Ghaffar is very, very critical. So I told him, don't do anything till I come. So I landed here on a Saturday, via Cairo and so forth. They took us to the hotel and what have you. Anyway, so then I told them that, okay, pick me up at the airport and straight we'll go to the hospital. So he was very bad condition. There was an African doctor, a real gentleman, you know. So he asked me, who are you? I said, I'm the head of the family. He said, your brother is very, very critical, you know. So I said, doc, give it to me straight, whatever it is. So he said, okay, I'll give you the final decision tomorrow and we'll see what we can do. But we do need this place here because we can't do much for your brother. Then the next day, that Sunday, he called me early morning. He said, I want you in half an hour's time here. So I was there. Well, and then we informed the family. So then he said that you have to make decision. I say, I don't have to ask anybody. You take everything off, ventilator, everything. I give you permission. So anyone in that position, remember you remove the ventilator, everything, there's no sin upon you Islamically. And in your case, it's better you just inform the family so people don't get, you know, they become upset and so forth. So remember that is totally permissible. Remove everything and just leave everything in the hands of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And read this dua, Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. If death is better, give death. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi, wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu.
Mufti Saab, if my sister and mom want to go for Umrah from the UK, they need a mihram with them. Are they allowed to travel if my uncle meets them at Jeddah as he's traveling from China?
So the ladies want to travel from UK, from the Heathrow or Gatwick or whatever and so forth, Manchester, whatever, all these airports we know because we flew from there, right? So now they will come to Jeddah, but it's ladies only. Then the uncle, chacha, mama, mamuji and kakaji and all Gigi and all that will come from Ching Chong, China, right? And they'll meet in Jeddah. Is permissible? All haram it is. On this, there's ijma consensus of all four schools. Remember that for Umrah, no lady can travel without a husband, without mahram. Remember that. Mahram are her father, her brother, her son, uncle, father's brother, mother's brother, like that. So remember, people, she can never ever marry now or in the future. So in a case like that, that what Umrah you're speaking of, you'll get mal'oon, you'll be la'anat, Allah's curses on you, that you do Umrah which is nafil and you do so many haram things in the process. Even for nafil hajj, remember, voluntary hajj is haram, nobody allows it. Only Imam Malik and Imam Shafi allow it, that is for first hajj. Remember this, you people. And as far as the Saudis go, I told you, it's a kafir government there. And Najdis and Wahhabis, they just want to make money. What they worry? You must remember that. Come, anybody come. You mahram, no mahram, we're not worried. This is modern Saudi now, you see. So they trample upon the Sharia. So Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Rahimullah said, if a woman doesn't come with a husband or doesn't come with mahram and it's a first hajj, so gunjaish here, there can be scope and permissibility, provided she comes ma'a jama'atin nisa'i ithiqat, with a group of ladies. Hanafis and Hanbalis say, even in that case where it's first hajj, it's not permissible for her to travel without a husband or without a mahram. They must write there in the wasiyah, their will, that somebody must perform hajj badal, a hajj on their behalf. So all this what you're suggesting, one party will come from UK, one party will come from China, they'll meet in Jeddah, all haram, they're not permissible according to all four schools.
Of Kisab, what is the significance of fasting on the first and last day of the year? Question number two, is the significance of fasting on one's birthday?
Okay, it's a three-part question. All of you learned it. Yesterday we sent it out, my brother Suleiman Asop, Allah reward him, mashallah. So he just sent me the du'as, I read it, and then we send it to our graphics department, Hafiz Abdullah, mashallah. So all of you learn it, whether you are in Makkah, Medina, Palestine, or whether you're in Africa, Europe, America, wherever you are. So the hadith is mentioned by Imam Tabarani. Tabarani, T-A-B-A-R-A-N-I. Allahumma adakhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam. Ya Allah, let this new year enter upon us, 1447, with preservation, protection of our Iman and Islam, and grant us safety, security, O Allah, and wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us, wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan, and protection from Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer, and his comrades and cronies, and so forth. So that's the first thing we should do, is mustahab sunnah to learn this dua. Learn the authentic du'as instead of learning all those man-made things and all that. So that's one. To fast on the last day, now this last few days of Zulhijjah, is fine. This hadith in Ibn Majah, wasum ashhural hurum, and you should fast during the four holy months, sacred months. So that's good also, there's no problem with that. You can fast, it's encouraged and so forth. The hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah. And the first of Muharram, or any day of Muharram, the hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Afdalu siyam ba'da shahri Ramadan, shahrullah al-Muharram. The best fast to keep after Ramadan, which is mandatory, is the month of Almighty Allah, the month of Muharram. So it's there in Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So therefore, each one of us, if we are up to date with our fasting, then keep some fast. We know Ashura, 9th, 10th, we have to fast, or 10th, 11th. But besides that also is encouraged to fast. And if you have qadha, then keep the qadha fast and leave all the nafil and sunnah fast. Allah will not question us about that.
Of Kisab, is it permissible for a lady to drive the car and take off her niqab while driving?
The previous question, one dimension, one aspect we forgot, and that is that the lady says, or the person says, can I fast on my birthday? First of all, birthdays are haram in Islam. It's a Western concept, got nothing to do with Islam. Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, why you fast on a Monday? He said, Yawma wulidtu fi, my Milad Mubarak, my auspicious birth took place. So it shows there's no celebration where you have cakes and candles and everybody shaking their front side or back side and so forth and so on. That's all kafir culture, that. So it's got nothing to do with Islam. And what our birthday? Our birthday got no significance. So not permissible that we bring new things into Islam. Now this lady wants to drive. And now when she's driving, she wants to remove the niqab, the face cover and all that. So now, do you know, my sister, that what Quran Kareem states? Chapter 33, verse 33. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You must stay in your houses. And if and when you go outside, وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Don't expose your beauty like they used to do initially in the days of Jahiliyyah. You see that? So your face is Mamba'ul Jamal. That the face is the markaz, is the headquarters of beauty. So now you want to expose your face and all that in front of everybody, all and sundry. Our Honorable Ustad Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, writes in Rawai'ul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, bid'atu kashfil wajhi. For a woman in public to go and expose her face to all and sundry, absolutely haram. So it's haram for you to do that, sister.
Ji Mufti Sahab, can she keep the name Mikail?
Remember, there's a hadith in Kanzul Ummal that one should not keep the name of the angel Jibrail, Mikail, Israfil, and so forth. But that hadith is very, very weak in Kanzul Ummal. So the fatwa verdict is you keep your son's name Jibrail, Mikail, all permissible. And remember, that is the fatwa, my own grandnephew, my niece's son, Mikail. And every time I see the people whose name are Mikail, Jibrail, they're very, very fair in complexion, you know. So they got that angelic qualities, lot of noor there. But that noor is not good if they don't have iman and righteous deeds, you know. So this handsomeness is not good. Handsomeness with iman and with amal salih, that is what is required by all of us. Allah give me, you, all of us, hidayat to continue with the righteous deeds and actions. Last question.
Mufti Sahib, is there any problem getting married in the month of Muharram?
Remember, get married in Muharram, everything 100% not only permissible, is good to do so. Why we will encourage it? Because this kafir Shia say that we must just cry and cry and cry and wear black clothes and all that. So how you find the hadith, the khaliful Yahud, that go against the Jews? You see, Muharram, we keep 9th and 10th or 10th, 11th, why? Contrary to the Jews. So similarly, yeah, khaliful mushrikeen. So they pakka mushriks also. These Shias, they worship this one. Go to Iran, go to Iraq and see what things they do. So you must remember that. So therefore, for us, we encourage you, all of you who want to get married in Muharram. Very good. And get married as soon as possible and have the walima also in Muharram. So in that way there, we oppose the kuffar Shias. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah khairan wa salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.